Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is the 22nd day of December, and if you are hearing this, then the world did not end, as was predicted by, I think, the ancient Mayan calendar. Apparently, we are still here. If you're not hearing this, then the world may have ended and you're not hearing this, but chances are we are together, celebrating in the presence of God. So, I guess if you're hearing this, that's the bad news. But the good news is we remain in the presence of God no matter where we are, and no matter what's going on, and we have the counsel of the Scripture before us each and every day to guide us forward. So with that in mind, English Standard Version is our translation of choice for this week. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, verse 10. And I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then I said, "Where are you going?" And he said to me, "To measure Jerusalem, to see what is its width and what is its length." And behold, the angel who talked with me came forward, and another angel came forward to meet him and said to him, "Run, say to that young man, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as villages without walls because of the multitude of people and livestock in it. And I will be to her a wall of fire all around, declares the Lord, and I will be the glory in her midst. Up, up, flee from the land of the north, declares the Lord. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heavens, declares the Lord. Up, escape to Zion, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. For thus said the Lord of hosts, after his glory sent me to the nations who plundered you. For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. Behold, I will shake my hand over them, and they shall become plunder for those who served them. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I come and I will dwell in your midst, declares the Lord, and many nations shall join themselves to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in your midst, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And the Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And the Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, O Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this a brand plucked from the fire?" Now Joshua was standing before the angel, clothed with filthy garments. And the angel said to those who were standing before him, "Remove the filthy garments from him." And to him he said, "Behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments." And I said, "Let them put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord was standing by. And the angel of the Lord solemnly assured Joshua, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways and keep my charge, then you shall rule my house and have charge of my courts. And I will give you the right of access among those who are standing here. Hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, you and your friends who sit before you, for they are men who are a sign. Behold, I will bring my servant, the branch. For behold, on the stone that I have set before Joshua, on a single stone with seven eyes, I will engrave its inscription, declares the Lord of hosts. And I will remove the iniquity of this land in a single day. In that day, declares the Lord of hosts, every one of you will invite his neighbor to come under his vine and under his fig tree." Revelation 13. And I saw a beast rising out of the sea, with 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 diadems on its horns, and blasphemous names on its heads. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard. Its feet were like a bear's, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. And to it the dragon gave his power and his throne and great authority. One of its heads seemed to have a mortal wound, but its mortal wound was healed. And the whole earth marveled as they followed the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, for he had given his authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who can fight against it?" And the beast was given a mouth uttering haughty and blasphemous words, and it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. It opened its mouth to utter blasphemies against God, blaspheming his name and his dwelling, that is, those who dwell in heaven. Also, it was allowed to make war on the saints and to conquer them. And authority was given it over every tribe and people and language and nation, and all who dwell on the earth will worship it. Everyone whose name has not been written before the foundation of the world, and the book of life of the Lamb who was slain. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is to be taken captive, to captivity he goes. If anyone is to be slain with the sword he must be slain. Here is a call for the endurance and faith of the saints. And I saw another beast rising out of the earth. It had 2 horns like a lamb, and it spoke like a dragon. It exercises all the authority of the first beast in its presence, and makes the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose mortal wound was healed. It performs great signs, even making fire come down from heaven to earth in front of people. And by the signs that it is allowed to work in the presence of the beast, it deceives those who dwell on earth, telling them to make an image for the beast that was wounded by the sword and yet lived. And it was allowed to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast might even speak and might cause those who would not worship the image of the beast to be slain. Also, it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, that is, the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Psalm 141. Give ear to my voice, a psalm of David. O Lord, I call upon you. Hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart incline to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds, in company with men who work iniquity, and let me not eat of their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike me. It is a kindness. Let him rebuke me. It is oil for my head. Let my head not refuse it. Yet my prayer is continually against their evil deeds. When their judges are thrown over the cliff, then they shall hear my words, for they are pleasant. As when one plows and breaks up the earth, so shall our bones be scattered at the mouth of Sheol. But my eyes are toward you, O God, my Lord, and you I seek refuge. Leave me not defenseless. Keep me from the trap that they have laid for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I pass by safely. Proverbs 30, 18 through 20. Three things are too wonderful for me, for I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a serpent on a rock, the way of a ship on the high seas, and the way of a man with a virgin. This is the way of an adulteress. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I've done no wrong. We thank you, precious Jesus, for your arrival. We're turning the corner in our own minds and hearts, moving into the last Sunday in Advent tomorrow, moving to Christmas Eve, and many people will go and celebrate your coming, maybe even keep vigil and go to midnight services until Christmas morning arrives. And then Christmas Day comes, and so many beautiful traditions throughout the world will be carried out. And it would be very easy for us to forget, but underlying it all, the basis for it all is that you came, that you arrived, that you were born, that you wrapped yourself in flesh and came as an infant to live among us. And so we spend these days thanking you, truly thanking you, not just saying another flowery Christmas prayer. We consider what this means deeply, and we consider deeply, what it might mean had you not come, what disarray the world might be in, the fact that we probably wouldn't be here, and were we here, the hopelessness we might feel, the anguish of knowing there must be more, but not having any way to reach out for it. Thank you, Jesus, for your arrival. And as we turn into Christmas week, we celebrate. We celebrate with all of our hearts what you mean to us and what you've done for us. And we invite you, because this is all truly about you, into all of the sharing of gifts, into all of the laughter, into all of the warm fires, into all of the Christmas traditions that different families share. We invite you. Be present. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you keep us present to you. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. Of course, the website's where you integrate and jump in into community. And I got the sad news earlier today that one of the community members, a longtime listener, a good friend of this Daily Audio Bible family, Sean Van Galen, passed away early this morning after a long battle with cancer. I saw Sean last at the Daily Audio Bible family gathering in Michigan, and I know he wanted to live the rest of his life living the adventure, doing the things that he had just taken for granted, and I know that he did that for as long as he could. And I know that the great adventure of eternity is something that he has just launched into, and so we miss him, we honor him, and we remember the family in our thoughts and prayers as we turn toward Christmas time. Okay, so on the calendar coming up is the 29th of December, the next Daily Audio Bible family gathering, the final one of 2012. This will take place in Phoenix, Arizona area. We'll be broadcasting live. So if you are nowhere near Phoenix and can't come to Phoenix, you can certainly tune in. There's a link on our Facebook page. There's a link on our website page, dailyaudiobible.com. And you can tune in directly from the Daily Audio Bible app by just clicking the media tab. So you can tune in and be a part, chat along, fellowship with each other as we bring a year to a close, this year of shift and share the stories of what shift has looked like in our lives, and look toward the rhythm of the next year as God integrates all of the things that he's shifted in our lives to be part of the rhythm of life, what becomes normal to us in the coming year. Ladies, you can register now for the Daily Audio Bible Women's Captivating Retreat coming up this April. There's a link on the homepage at the website that will take you to the page that explains everything you'd want to know. Husbands, this is still a fantastic gift idea for your wives for Christmas. Register for the event, and you will not regret it. If you want to remember why you fell in love with this woman, send her away for a weekend with God. It's amazing, the radiance that appears on her face after she's had this time uninterrupted, without all of the little crises of life, without all of the little obligations and responsibilities, just this chance to unplug and focus on the Lord. It's pretty amazing what happens. So the Daily Audio Bible Women's Captivating Retreat coming up this April. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, we certainly thank you profoundly here as the days of the year 2012 are coming to a close. I certainly appreciate your partnership. The website's the place to go. There's a link on the homepage. But if you prefer the mail, the address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. That's it for today. I love you very, very much. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Asia calling from Germany, and I am headed into work in what seems to be a very busy day on the Autobahn. In Germany, a lot of snow, so I just pray for happy travels for everyone. I'm calling because I want to let a couple of dabbers know how much you're loved and appreciated. Blind Tony, you are truly, truly, truly God's servant. Every time I hear your messages, I am quickly reminded of what God can do through other people. And I just want to say I'm praying for your healing, and although you are blind, that you will see. Annette from Oklahoma, you are my girl. I love to hear your messages. I love your voice. There's just something about the way that you speak that just brings a spirit of joy into my heart. I'm also calling for all of us to reach out to Natasha in New York, because I was very surprised not to hear her on the Daily Audio Bible Christmas message. And as I've been a listener for 7 years, I am used to hearing a lot of familiar voices, and I know that Natasha, you've been going through some things, so I pray that everything is okay. I would ask for you to call in and just let us know how you are. And also, Walter, I am jumping for joy that everything worked out and that you have decided to go ahead and move back to Liberia. I love you. I hope that you will stay in touch. You guys, I've been in this for 7 years. Stay with it. It never gets boring. It's always interesting. Cheers. Asia from Munich.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Madeline calling from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm a new listener to the Daily Audio Bible. I've been listening since August. I was introduced by a really wonderful man that has come into my life. And I have listened for the last several weeks to the prayer requests, and I'm so touched by people's responses and the outcomes from the power of prayer. And so I have two prayer requests today. The first is for this wonderful man that's come into my life. He is coming upon a anniversary of the loss of his wife, and I pray for peace and joy through this holiday season. The second prayer request is for myself, and it was someone that I work with that said that it's not weak to ask for help when I'm asking for help. I have been looking for a steady, permanent job for a long time. And I've been making it by the grace of God. So I'm praying for release of the past 4 jobs that I have been downsized from so that the new job can come into me. And so that's what I ask for you guys to pray for me for. Thank you for your prayers, and may you have a blessed holiday season.
Hi, this call is for Tim from California. Just want you to know I'm praying for your cat, and then also the food your abdominal pain. I would look into maybe food allergies. My wife was having some issues too, and apparently she's quite allergic, so I do a lot of different things. So I'd check that out. God bless you. Hope everything goes well.
Bye. Hi, this is Irma from Missouri. I've called before with desperate pleas, and I don't even know where to start. Financially, we are just struggling so, so bad. We have a very large government debt, which obviously there's not a whole lot we can do with that except deal with them. But it's affecting our personal, and it's just really bad. And I can't find work. My husband is really struggling. I would just appreciate a prayer for our sanity and our being able to figure out what to do in this situation. It has brought us a little closer together, which is a praise, but I am just to the point that I'm getting more and more depressed. I'm sleeping a lot more. I don't want to go there. Please, please, just pray that somehow we can see the light at the end of the tunnel here, that we can see some hope for our future, and that we can figure out exactly what we need to do to fix our situation, help us to lean more on God. Just pray for all of us, Lord, and I thank you for allowing me this opportunity to share this. Again, this is Irma from Missouri. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll try to do the same. I love you guys. Bye.
Hello, this is Elaine Palmer from Hawthorne, California. Dear family, please pray for me. I am going to contact my local church and possibly another local church in the area. I would love to have a family gathering here. Please pray that if it's God's will for it to happen, that the churches will agree to bring it here. Please continue to pray for my health and for our finances. I know that God is with us, and I'm very thankful. God bless you, and I pray for all of you daily. And remember that God loves you. Amen.
Hi, my name is Annabelle. I'm calling from Leeds in the UK. I'm just calling for a prayer request. Just really, really having a Job moment where you literally can't see the light, and faith is really being tested at the moment. So just calling really for a shout out, for some prayers to help me find guidance through this moment. So hopefully maybe I'll be able to see where I'm supposed to go and where I'm supposed to be. I've got a weak point for people who call in about trouble with marriages and what have you. I'd just like to say I really do pray for you. I understand the commitment that you've gone through to choose to leave your life with somebody else and to be going through a tough time, and I really pray for you guys. I'm not married myself, but not that I wouldn't like to be, I would, but I really admire the fact that you've gone through all that, and hope and pray that all your prayers will be answered. I hope you all have a blessed day. And may the Lord be praised. Amen.